Two of us. We'll go ahead and start. I'll go ahead.
Well, he's on his way.
Is he? I'll call to order regular scheduled Board of Supervisors. Tuesday, January 26th, if the audience would join the board with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Consideration of proclamation proclaiming January as National Mentoring Month. Ellen Johnson, LSI.
Well, actually, my name is Ellen Johnson. I work at Youth and Shelter Services, and this is Holly from LSI.
Good morning.
We are here jointly to ask you to declare January as National Mentoring Month here in Story County, even though the month is almost over.
And I'm going to...
You have a proclamation there.
You have a proclamation. You guys want me to read through it?
Just highlight what's the main thing.
Okay, it starts off, statement of, in observance of National Mentoring Month in Story County, whereas in 2002, the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health and Mentor, the National Mentoring Partnership, created National Mentoring Month. And it goes through what the goals are. Mentoring helps young people set career goals, use their personal contacts to help young people meet industry and professionals, and find jobs. Whereas all of the above listed benefits serve to link youth to economic opportunity and while also strengthening the fiber of communities, and whereas despite these benefits, one in three youth will reach the age of 19 without a mentor, constituting a mentoring gap that demonstrates the need for collaboration and resources. Now, therefore, we, the Story County Board of Supervisors, do hereby declare January 2016 as National Mentoring Month.
I would move approval.
Second. A motion and a second to declare January as National Mentoring Month. In Story County, Clinton?
Aye.
Sanders?
Aye.
Aye. That's been approved. And you guys, I'll sign this for you and you can take a look.
We have a very strong group. What's our total? What's your numbers up to now?
We have 173 kids that are meeting through the different towns here in Story County. And then in Ames, we have at Beloit Residential Treatment Center, we have about 20 mentors.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding. Well, thank you guys so much for your work.
Well, thank you guys so much, and thank you, Clinton, for being help with our fundraiser at the end of February.
I gotta send that in.
Thanks.
Yes,
please do.
Got the information.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That brings us to public comment number one. Comment period for the public to address topics on today's agenda. Anybody move to my consideration minutes from January 19th?
Move approval.
Second.
Motion and second. Any additions or corrections? Clinton?
Aye.
Sanders?
Aye.
Two? Aye. Those have been approved. Consideration of personnel actions. Move approval.
Second.
Motion and second. Sanders?
Aye.
Clinton?
Aye.
Two? Aye. Consideration of claims.
Move approval.
Yeah, I like that. Second.
Motion and second. Anything further? Sanders?
Aye.
Clinton?
Aye.
Two. Aye, those have been approved.
I got to get my motion for claims in there when it's less than 400. I start to get queasy if it gets over a half million.
And then consent agenda. It looks like just as presented.
Move approval. Second. As submitted.
A motion and second. Any further on the consent? Clinton.
Aye.
Sanders.
Aye.
Toot. Aye, those have been approved. Additional items. Discussion and consideration of capital assets draft policies. Pending 7-day review, Auditor Lucy Martin.
Good morning, Lucinda.
Good morning. Everyone has a copy of the draft and the supplemental information? Okay. I just want to preface this by saying that this is nothing new. This policy simply compiles and codifies all of our things from our financial policies, our purchasing policy, internal policies we have in the auditor's office, and regular memos that we send out to department heads and elected officials about physical inventory. So this puts it all in one document. So it's nothing new. We're not introducing any new procedures into the county. We're not asking we're not going to be coming into the departments and the offices and asking them to do anything different than they already do with capital assets and physical inventory. So, but it does put it all in one nice document. The hope is that this puts to rest the audit questions that we've been getting from both the state and from the feds. And I have argued unsuccessfully that we already do that, so now I'm putting it all in one place.
And hopefully it means that that box can get checked by someone.
Right. And I hope it might clear up some questions that we do get from time to time from the departments and the offices about visiting credit cards and where things go. So maybe it'll make Shelley's job a little easier on the score. But I would ask for you, if you have any comments, I'm glad to take those now. This will go off a 7-day review, and I'll come back next week with any comments or questions we have from department heads and elected officials.
How have we been as far as the follow-through from the official department here in terms of having enough substantial information there that gives you a certain comfort level? There may be a question about a particular item, but overall...
With any process, we have to sometimes do a little extra digging or ask for additional information. And that also is nothing new. We've always done that in our office. So I don't expect anything internally for us to change in my interactions with the offices and departments.
And who really determines the appreciation value of different things when you're looking at some of the assets?
A lot of that's standardized either through GADGY rules or from the state auditor about, you know, what, like, land never depreciates, and so those, we just use the industry standards for those.
So I move approval of the capital assets policy pending 7-day review.
I second.
We have a motion and a second. Anything further? Sanders.
Aye.
Two.
Aye. Two.
You want two? Go ahead, you go.
No, wait a minute. I'll wait for two. No, go ahead.
Aye.
Okay. Now you want to say Clinton?
Clinton.
Aye.
It's been approved. So you'll put that out send the email out so everybody has it.
Right. Yeah. And I'll see you next week.
Thanks, Lucy.
All right. Thank you.
We'll go through that. Discussion and consideration of appraisal of the community life building.
Okay.
Administration building. Deb Shulcross.
Good morning, Board.
Good morning.
Just a little bit of background on this. The former Story County Community Life Program admin building continues to be owned by the county, and we are in a lease agreement with Optime Life Services so that they can use that location to provide the services. It's located at 104 South Hazel in Ames. Optime has expressed an interest in purchasing that property. And so there's some various things that we need to do in order to get ready to do that. The first step is to have the building appraised. And we received three quotes from three different companies. And JRM and Associates, located in Ames, provided the quote of $1,800 to provide that service. So we are at the point of needing that to be considered so we can move ahead with the necessary steps to prepare a purchase agreement and work with the City of Ames on some zoning kinds of changes. Is there any questions or comments?
Yeah, I did get a couple of checked a couple of references, and with I think they were with local lending institutions.
Yep, and they both came back favorable.
Good.
The document that you have before you, it does have actually the address of the group home on South Hazel instead of the admin building, so we need to make that change so that it reads 104 South Hazel Avenue instead of 124.
And right now those are one property, right? The group home and the administration building are on one parcel right now, so we'll have to go through the process of splitting them.
It's two now.
It's two parcels, but the group home parcel includes almost all of the parking lot for the administration building.
And we want that to be included with the administration building.
Correct. So we need to have get it surveyed to split that parking lot off from that parcel.
Right.
And we've had meetings with the City of Ames
And they said it's about a, what, it's about a 70-day process to get everything done. And, legal counsel Ethan has been working on it also on his end, transfer surveyor. This is just another step.
Well, I've appreciated our relationship with Optime. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that they're paying either at or near market value in terms of their lease of that building from the county right now. I don't believe, ultimately, we want the county to be in a landlord relationship, so I'm excited about the possibility of seeing that building move into private ownership. And clearly, this is the first step on the process of seeing if we make that happen. With that, I would move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve their approve the engagement letter with GR and Associates. Is there anything further? Sanders.
Aye.
Clinton.
Aye.
Two. Aye. That's been approved.
Thanks, Thank
Debbie.
You.
Well, that takes us down to liaison assignments and committee meetings. Public forum number two. Excuse me. Comments from the public. On items not on the agenda, the board may not take any actions on the comments due to the requirements of the open meetings law that may be so in the future. Okay, liaison.
Yesterday I had a meeting with Carla, Webb, and so forth. Most of the meeting centered around the agenda for the regional governance board and some of the items that the admin team had been discussing, and they just recently had a phone call, conference call on some things. Some of the tentative agenda may be slightly changed or not going to be presented, and I'm waiting to see. I think something just came out today from Lynn, so I don't know whether or not that's, those changes are basically there. But all in all, things are moving along quite well. One of the issues, I believe, there'll be a discussion to kind of about where the budget is at this point in time. I had a chance to take a look at that yesterday and think that the admin team is doing just an outstanding job in recognizing resources and expenditures at this point in time, and we're still trying to move forward. One of the things that you're going to see or hear about at a later date, at least I'll hear about, is whether or not they can have a regional employment. They've got a couple positions that they want to bring to the board that need to be, you know, employee of the region to do some things. One of the questions that and I believe we're also going to enter into an agreement with legal counsel out of Polk County to represent us when it becomes necessary. And that's yet to be determined. But I think that all in all, Carl feels very positive about our direction and where things were going. And I did mention to her that at some point I wanted the region to be a little bit updated on the new children's mental health work group. We gave our presentation to the legislature subcommittees last Thursday. I thought it was very well received. There's going to be an RFP. I would hope that there would be provider groups within Story County that would indicate a desire to collaborate with other providers, because there's, if the legislature appropriate the $300,000 that we're asking for, they will have two pilot groups basically around the state. And one is, I know in the eastern part of the state that they've indicated that they already have some things in place and are going to be doing it moving forward. And I'm hoping that Story County, with the support of our region, will find that we could collaborate to have an effective crisis stabilization center here in Story County for children. We also discussed the hotline, the crisis hotline, the number of contacts that we've already had. It's a little low, but it's within the first month, it was to be expected. So all in all, I felt very good about where things are going with the region, and we'll just kind of see, and I'll report back the following week if there's any major changes from what the governing board might approve. So,
pass. pass. Announcements from Supervisor Wayne.
Okay, two things. Last week was just an outstanding Isaac University. Had two days. Outstanding presentations. We had about 175 people there. The speakers were just really one of the most engaging that I've seen, and I think everybody that went away from that really complimented ISAC staff and the committee that came up with the topics that were held. So that was a positive. And then the board of directors, I attended the ISAC board of directors meeting on Friday, and things are moving along quite smoothly there. We swore in a couple of the new officers on the board from various affiliates. And then next month, we will dig into our budget for the year. We talked a lot about some changes that might take place in terms of how we approve the budget, whether or not that's going to become a reality or not. One was that using electronic means that we might go out and have the members vote via electronic means rather than actually having to do it right at the meeting itself. The problem with that is in the past we've always said that you have to be in attendance in order to vote. And so I raised the question about, well, if you're going to go down this road, I think it opens up a whole different can of worms. And I said, so we need to really think through that. So I think they're going to really take a look at that again and decide that if a person has registered for the school, they have that information, then that individual can vote by electronic means rather than having to be present. So you'll hear more about that if that change becomes a reality.
How about those cyclones?
Oh, fine.
How about those cyclones?
Yeah.
Okay, we had stuck a whole bunch of stuff in front of me when I came in and said I need to make these announcements. Story County's Red Cross Blood Drive, February 1st from noon to 5, right here in this building in this room. If you're interested, call Leanne at 382-7247 to schedule an appointment. Right? Okay. January 26th, today, 6 to 7 p.m. at the Story County Conservation Center, the draft open house for the C2C project. And then on the 28th, again, the draft plan open house at Ballard West Elementary from 6 to 7. And last but not least, on the 2nd of February from 6 to 7 for the draft plan at the Ames Public Library.
And we've had one already, I believe. We've had two.
Had two
already.
Anybody show up? Good. Okay, other than that, I would take a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
So moved.
Motion to second. We're adjourned.
Okay.